I recently had an interview with a very brave nurse, RN Tanya, and here's what she had to say.
I don't know what that means. What is their requirement? I mean, how much more do you need than a temperature of 99.9? I don't follow.
No, your temperature has to be over 100.3. You have to have visited a high-risk area or come in contact with someone who has tested positive for COVID in order to be tested.
How can you How can you know you came in contact with somebody in the with COVID if they haven't been tested?
Thank you. That's my point.
I think a lot of nurses are waking up with the death of Mr. Kelly, the 48-year-old nurse from Mount Sinai. I think all of us are grieving for him and his family.
Yeah.
They were wearing trash bags on their feet.
That's ridiculous. That is no one to blame here except for hospital administrators who have been keeping the nurses so short-staffed as it is. Every time there's a cut, it's in nursing. Oh, well, we can't afford to have another CNA, so guess what? Now you're going to have to do the CNA's job. Oh, well, we've gotten rid of lab at nighttime, so now you're going to have to draw your own blood. Oh, by the way, it's always the nurses that get the short end of the stick. And now they haven't even ordered enough PPE for us? No, that's unacceptable. Meanwhile, somebody, some admin, some CEO is sitting at home in quarantine himself, able to protect himself and his family, and it's sitting there telling us that we can't even wear a mask and that we will be fired if we wear a mask. Well, you know what? This nurse is standing up. Fire me. For those who can't stand up for themselves, fire me. My patients need me to stand up.
Thank you.
My patients require me to stand up, and my oath requires me to advocate for those who are too weak to advocate for themselves. And by God, this nurse is going down fighting.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Just to share a little bit about myself, my mom's an 81-year-old nurse. I'm worried about her. My wife's a nurse in the home health, and I'm a house call RN nurse practitioner. When I'm not practicing law, I go and see patients in the afternoons. I don't have any PPE unless I buy it myself, and there's none on the internet. I've tried to order it through medical distributors. Even early in March, they were backed up. There's a global shortage of masks and booties and everything, and I don't think there was a global shortage if we had started ordering and getting ready in January and February. What have you heard about ventilators being in short stock?
Oh, well, definitely there's ventilators in short stock at this hospital. I mean, I think we have 12.
12?
Yeah, I think we have 12. We have a 12-bed ICU, so we probably have 12. And our respiratory therapist, I'm not even kidding you, my respiratory therapist at night was talking to me about how he's been searching on YouTube to figure out how to fit more than one person on a ventilator.
Wow. That is just unbelievable. I've heard others talking about it in Italy. I think they were trying to fit a respirator or a ventilator to accommodate 2 to 4 people. Share it.
Right, exactly.
I don't know how that works. I don't know how that works for infection control.
Well, it won't be infection control because they will have the same disease, and so, you know, they're just re-exposing each other, I guess. I mean, I have no idea. I'm not a respiratory therapist, but by God, they're telling us that we're going to have to be. You know, in fact, one of our ICU nurses, I have my phone charging, one of our ICU nurses, he is a charge nurse on night. He is a 20-something year veteran nurse, and they had a code on a patient that was being ruled out, and I believe came back positive for COVID-19. I'm not 100% on that, so I don't want to lie. But they had to code that patient. And so only the nurse that was caring for the patient had a face shield, an N95 mask, and a gown. All of the other code team, meaning the other nurses and the doctor that came in, all of them only had either a simple mask or nothing, and went in there to code the patient. But then whenever our CNO and our other administrators went to the code, this was during day shift, whenever they went to the code, they all had N95 masks and face shields. And he ended up giving his notice. He's quitting over it.
Do you know who that, what's his name?
His name is Sean, S-E-A-N. I don't know his last name.
That's okay.
But he's there for another 2 weeks if you want to reach out to him too.
I'd like to interview him and find out, you know, after 25 years of service or whatever, I mean, he's having to quit because of masks. It's unacceptable.
Yes.
Tanya,
And the new nurses are even more scared. They don't know it, but, you know, they don't understand what this means. They truly don't. They don't understand the risk that they are putting themselves into. I work on a floor where basically it is all new graduates. And so they don't have the backbone that your older nurses are having, that were, you know, speaking out. They don't have that backbone yet. They don't have that training, that experience. And so they're looking at me and they're saying, oh, well, you're going to get fired. And I said, yes, I know I'm going to get fired, but I have to do this. You need to be doing the same. I am encouraging you to do the same. You have to protect yourself so that you can protect your family. Just like whenever a nurse has the flu or has not had the flu shot, you're required to wear a mask for all patient contact. They give you one mask, you got to wear it all night long. You know, that is a requirement. Well, why then, because this virus is even more contagious than the flu, and we don't have a vaccine for it, why then are nurses not being required to wear at least a mask, at least a surgical mask? We're required to do it with the flu. This is even more deadly than the flu. And you're telling us we are mandated not to wear a mask? That is completely opposite. And shame on them for saying that. And shame on the CDC for saying that we can wear a damn bandana. Shame on them.
How does it make you feel that there some nurses are even being threatened with allegations of a patient abandonment and being reported to the board if they don't take off their masks?
It makes me sick. It's not acceptable.
Yeah, I've had nurses call me and say they've been fired. And two of them said that the administrator said, if you don't take off that mask and go in and see those patients, you're going to get reported for patient abandonment.
Well, they cannot report you for patient abandonment unless you actually abandon your patients before you give report to someone else. So if they are being escorted off of the property, then that cannot be considered patient abandonment because it is being escorted off of the property. Period.
I agree with you. I think they're just trying to intimidate, as you said, those young nurses with less than 5 years experience, and telling them, just shut your mouth, take off the mask, and get in there. You know, that's what I'm hearing. And it's outrageous. I've been a nurse 32 years. It's outrageous.
Yeah. Yes, it truly is.
Well, we're going to talk some more, and you know, my hat's off to Miss Davila there in Florida, who is helping you out, and your company. One more time, their company, so nurses know who to apply with, that they will back them up.
TravelMed USA.
TravelMed USA, backing up their nurses. Miss Davila out of Florida sounds like an angel. I'm glad they're backing you up. They're paying you, and you don't have to put up with that.
Yep.
And you were listening to Tanya right here on Nurse Practitioner Television and Podcast. We want to thank her for her courage. And it takes a lot to stand up for your fellow nurses. And she is truly a hero. Thank you all, and God bless.